Radio 1. BBC Radio Leeds, the voice of West Yorkshire for 30 years. It's Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and now live from Johannesburg, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Terry Wogan will be showing us how to pump up our bodies and look really tough in our new feature, Hulk Wogan.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome the Rivers of Babylon, it's Chris Moyles.
This program is just a heterogeneous array of things.
This giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures.
Stop looking at me like that.
Let me get this right. Your mum is currently seeing somebody younger than your boyfriend.
Yep.
Great, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it true that this season Everton are wearing their shirts back to front? So it looks like they're attacking.
Shut up.
Go on, get out.
Approximately the same weight as a Ford Escort. Chris Moyles.
Afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Michael Lord, for the last couple of hours. I am Chris Moyles, saviour of Radio 1 and, of course, official DJ to Madonna's pregnancy, which I've been saying all this week. And today we're doing a show from BBC Radio Leeds.
Wow.
We're not a million miles away from where Mark and Lard are. In fact, if the boys want to come up for a couple of beers after the show, more than welcome.
They won't, they will.
No, I know they won't, but still, not a bad idea to invite them. We're here because we're doing the launch of Radio and Talent tonight at Top Shop, where I used to work. And I'm doing the show from Radio Leeds, where I did work experience for 2 weeks. It's like my past coming back to haunt me. I'm half expecting ex-girlfriends to come up and dump me again.
That's late.
Like
12 that's years late.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Special, have you dumped Moyle spot? Yeah. There's a few
got both of them.
Oh, that's good. Good. What, Stella and Trevor?
Stella and Artois.
Very nice. So here's the thing this morning, right? We're quite pleased about coming up and doing the show, because it's nice to get out of London, because London is a cesspit, but with bigger shops. And to go long story short, my lass has got to go off this morning and catch a train to go somewhere, right? She's got to go to work, that was it, yeah, I knew there was something. So she's got no money, so Muggins here has got to walk up the road, right, like early hours of this morning to get, you know, whatever it is. And then we all go and meet at the train station, and we get on the train. And from Leeds to London, it's about 2.5 hours. Unless, of course, the train in front of you breaks down, then it's 2 extra hours sitting on a train!
2.5, wasn't it?
Was it 2.5?
Something like that.
Yeah, unbelievable. So, basically, the 2.5-hour train journey took us 5 hours today. We get into a Leeds City Station at 3 o'clock. It's pouring down with rain. Our taxi that's supposed to be picking us up isn't there. So then Reese and Dave decide to get in the taxi rank queue while Simon and I are kind of trying to find our cab. We can't, so then we go to the queue. Then this old biddy behind us starts giving us grief for pushing into the queue. I'm thinking, I really don't need this. She's going,
yeah, I am pushing in.
I'm going, we're not pushing in, love, because we're all getting the same taxi. Here's the queue, you know. Yeah, we're all getting the same taxi. It's not like we're pushing in. And at which point, by the way, Reese turns around and said something along the lines of, excuse me, love, we're just going to get in the car.
Well, what is it that you said?
He said, chill out, man.
That was it, yeah.
This old biddy, you know what chill out means.
Actually, what he says was, he says, listen, love, you can stick the up your end in. You know what I mean? It was that kind of thing.
Class.
It's very nice. So it's all right. So we're here now anyway, and we're quite happy and everything. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy, yeah.
Good one. So we're on the show today, Violet. It's Posh versus Common. If you've been listening to that all week, the two girls, Michelle and Joe, back just after 5 o'clock. Music coming up from Travis, Melanie C. It's basically just
all
the show,
up, really.
Yeah, it's like the show. But I'm just wondering, because we're in another radio station, what can we do? Last time we did the show from here, I was playing out all the old Radio Leeds jingles, and you know, who now on this number?
Didn't we put people on the air last time?
Well, no. What I did last time we gave out the phone number for Radio Leeds, which we thought would be funny.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the people on the air on Radio Leeds said
200,000 calls.
Yeah, basically. Have you agreed to give out a phone number? Yeah. Why?
We've got to get bloody phone calls through. I'm trying to do gardening spots here.
You know, that kind of thing. It was Green Fingers Fernando on the West Yorkshire gardening spot. Yeah, he's West Yorkshire's number one leading gardening person.
I don't know what the term would be, but person, isn't it? So, I don't know what we should do. We'll come up with something special to... What was that?
Sorry.
Okay.
Did you just go?
No, it wasn't me. It was the microphone.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right, good. We'll come up with something special to do. I don't know what it is. Maybe we'll give a task out, and then people listening to the show who live in Leeds or around there have to turn up at the radio station and bring us stuff.
Like a pizza.
Yeah, well, actually, we're hungry because we haven't eaten, so pizza's a possible good one.
Big Mac.
Hey?
Big Mac, large fries.
Yeah, big Scottish fella for Simon. Reese, anything?
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Dave?
Packet of crisps.
Packet of crisps!
I love a pizza.
You will?
Yeah.
All right then, okay, right. So if you want to come and do that, we're at BBC Broadcasting House. Well, that's like a shame. On Woodhouse Lane in Leeds. We would like pizzas, please. And if you get the first person to bring us pizzas to the studio, we'll get a mention and... You got any Radio Leeds carrier bags?
Oh, yes.
There you go. And a Radio Leeds carrier bag. How about that?
You it's like more
that?
Than enough, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. As well. So come down and see us. That'd be nice. Right, this is Savage Garden. But don't worry, it's only 3 minutes and 38 seconds long. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1, Savage Garden and Crash and Burn.
Isn't that great?
I love Savage Garden, don't you, mate?
Do you know what? I think the way that they bring mid-80s, mid-Atlantic pop into the 21st century is wonderful.
Do you think?
Mm.
Melinda?
Yeah, it's all right.
There you go. Yeah, it's all right. Give some level, Mel, by the way. I just want to check that you...
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Mel.
Yeah, sadly, people can hear you at home, but then never mind.
Turn it off.
Right,
then.
So we're doing the show... What?
Nothing.
Do you want me to switch your microphone off?
No.
All right, clever clogs, I switched it off. Doing the show from Radio Leeds today. Tonight we're going to be at Top Shop. What?
Turn it back.
Shut up. Tonight we'll be at Top Shop and Top Man on Briggate. If you want to come down, if you live, by the way, in Gloucestershire and you couldn't give a rat's ass about this, then, you know, it's only for one show. We won't be talking about it tomorrow. Mm. So, do you know what I mean?
Turn
it's
away
not,
now.
It's not like I'm going to go on and on about it.
Mm.
Well, I will today. But, you know, not normally. We're going to be doing this thing tonight, and the pop band Fierce will be there with us. So if you'd like to see the pop band Fierce, would you like to see them, Melinda?
Love to.
Can't hear you, Melinda. I'll switch your microphone.
Turn it back on.
All right, there's no need to shout, mate, for God's sake.
Thank you.
Calm yourself down. Then we'll be doing that tonight on Radio 1. Well, we won't be on Radio 1, but we'll be there from Radio 1. Jamie Thigston's going to be in London, and Emma B will be in Glasgow. And probably got there quicker than we, you know, our journey to
Leeds.
5 hours. 5 hours on the train. 5 hours.
It's all this dodgy weather about up here as well.
It's all freezing.
Dodgy weather about up here.
What is it? Now that
weather?
You've come out of the north, you've all...
I get scared outside the M25.
You do?
I do, yeah.
All it is raining in Leeds. That's all
it's
it.
Cold as well.
Well, yeah, but it gets rainy and cold in London sometimes. It's not like you've never seen the rainy, cold weather before.
But every time I come up north, it's raining.
Well, don't come then.
No, wait.
All right, Tiger. Last time, by the way.
Last time Linda was here, he got absolutely trolled.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. He was drinking cocktails with posh fancy names and everything, you know. Black Russian, Blue Lagoon, slow, comfortable, hammering into the wall, that kind of thing.
How much was that bar bill?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You paid it.
No, I don't. Melinda knows how much it was.
It's about 230 quid, I think.
Oh. There's like four of us.
Good night.
So we're going out the rest of the night. We're going to go boozing. First of all, we're going to go and watch the football to keep Reese happy.
Hello.
But then we're going to go drinking around Leeds and stuff. So if anybody has any good ideas where to go, a friend of mine phoned up and goes, hold on, mate. He works for like this big company that look after pubs and bars and stuff, and they own Brannigans.
Right.
And he goes, mate, it'll be open from 11 o'clock in the morning if you want
Leeds,
to go.
Obviously.
No, it's
from Birmingham.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to go, mate, right, then here's the name of the manager there. He'll look after you, right. And basically, tonight we've got a great night. It's like Sounds of the Decades. It's basically it's music from all the years.
I'm thinking, right, so we're not going there then, all right, avoid that place.
But there is one particular place I'm thinking about taking the boys to. I've never been myself, but I've heard it's a fine establishment.
Is that the bingo hall down the road?
Well, no, it's...
the Blue Oyster Club.
I tell you what, Dave, who works at Radio Leeds. Dave, have you ever heard of a place called DV8?
No.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, it's a very classy establishment, and we might be going there.
It's sort of a place that Mel would like.
Oh, absolutely. DV8. Would you like to come?
Certainly not.
Oh, okay, well... More for us, then. More drink for us, then, of course.
Right, 08700 100 100 if you've got any ideas of where we can go tonight in Leeds or whatever, or maybe come out of Leeds if, you know, if you're somewhere like that. And, we, you know, we'll come up on the list of other places. And then tonight, if you want to come and see us, 6:30 Top Shop and Top Man and Brigitte Winter for the launch of Radio and Talent, linking up with Emma in Glasgow and Jamie Thigston in the beautiful city of London that we just left.
I think our pizza's here.
Oh, fantastic.
BBC Radio Leeds, now West Yorkshire's talking.
Are you talented?
Oh, yeah.
Could you bring your talent to Radio 1?
Do yourself a favour.
You could be working with talented people like these.
Hi, my name's Andy Parfitt. I'm the controller of Radio 1. The two main qualities to do my job, one, resilience, two, to really be able to understand what it is that makes a DJ into a great performer, what are the conditions that they're under so that you can bring the best out of DJs so that they can do their job well. Trade Secret have a big, black, dark, menacing suit.
Guys dressed in black, remember that.
This is your chance to be part of the team at Radio 1.
Woo-hoo!
You could be working with us for a whole year.
Treat yourselves.
To get details of how you could be part of Radio 1, log on to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, or if you're not online, call Learn Direct on 0800 100 900. Radio 1 Talent, part of BBC Talent. One chance, one love, one station.
And the big launch of that tonight in Top Shops through Leeds, Glasgow and London. Would you like to hear another Radio Leeds jingle?
Love to.
Do you think Radio Leeds could have jingles that would make you laugh?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
BBC Radio Leeds. We're not just live, we're kicking.
Absolutely. They are kicking. Do you know what they're kicking with right now?
Kicking like a crazy chicken.
To repair any damage.
Well, yeah. It sounds furry, no?
Yeah, it's kicking. It really is kicking.
Yeah, it's rock.
Yeah. Travis and Turner, Radio 1. So listen to this, we've been in the radio station and we're doing the show on Radio 1, as ever, because you're listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Leeds. Already, Arisa's got some internal mail, right? I've got a dedication I've got to do for one of the staff here and do some autographs for kids or something. Mm. But the best thing is, I foolishly said, not foolishly, it's a good idea.
I'm starving.
We haven't really had any food or lunch or anything because we've been stuck on a train in Grantham. This is what the train did, I swear to God, right? Does this make any sense? We passed Grantham, and then it's Newark.
Newark.
Right. So about kind of like 5 minutes past Grantham station, the train stops. And you're sitting there for about 5-6 minutes... wondering what the hell's going on. And then it's like...
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret to inform you that the train has stopped.
No kidding, genius.
And this is due to a broken down train in front of us.
Oh, God.
But we'll have some information as soon as we can.
To cut a long story short, this is what they do. After 45 minutes of waiting, they decide to reverse the train back to Grantham, change tracks, and then, you know, go past on the opposite side. So we go back to Grantham, sit there for about another 25 minutes.
Yeah, right. At least.
And then we...
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be moving.
Hooray! And then we go back to exactly the same place we stopped, and we stop again. Another 20 minutes there. It was unbelievable. It got to the point where it was like,
ladies and gentlemen, I don't really know what's going on.
That bad. So anyway, we've had no lunch, so I said that if anybody can bring us some food down to Radio League Studios on Woodhouse Lane, right, then we'll give you a mention. Domino's Pizza's phoned up. They say, yeah, we'll send you some pizzas. Hooray! We'll be here for 40 minutes. Boo! Now Burger King have come in with a last-minute attempt, but no Pizza Hut or anything
else. It's like a fast food challenge,
no kebabs.
It?
You've still got time. We need some food at Radio 1.
I call you
up. Yeah! Started doing a bit of fad living.
It's great, though.
Thank you very much. Mel C and Left Eye, Never Be the Same Again. Number one on Sunday, I reckon. Please go buy it. Make it number one. I mean, God's sake, if Jerry Halliwell can get to number one with Boogie Nights, so I bag it up, then this should definitely go to number one because it's miles better. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Reese?
Yeah, it's better than the Jerry record.
Hmm. Oh, come on, let's be honest. Trucking your fingers down a blackboard would be better than a Jerry record.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah. Hello, love.
Radio 1.
Right, Chicane, Don't Give Up, Blur, Coffee and TV all coming up after news and sport with Dominic and Jonathan. It's 4:30.
BMW promised to soften the blow.
Spurs winger Anderton signs a new deal.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
BMW says it'll try to keep job losses to a minimum when it gets rid of most of the Rover Group. Company executives met the Trade Secretary, Stephen Byers, in Munich today. BMW's Axel Übermüller says the company isn't turning its back on the region altogether.
If the one partner is deciding to cut a certain percentage of jobs, so that's his decision, because he's then the new owner. Maybe next week we can give some more details what BMW can do in order to secure jobs in the Midlands.
David Trimble is being challenged for the leadership of the Ulster Unionists. The MP for South Belfast, the Reverend Martin Smith, says he's fed up with the way the party's handling the peace process. But David Trimble says he's not worried.
I think what Martin needs to do is to explain to people clearly what the object is and what policy is being pursued on this. And I hope that this will finally clear the air.
An 8-year-old girl from Edinburgh is critically ill after being given a massive overdose of salt. It's thought she was poisoned by a woman suffering from the attention-seeking illness Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Dr. Lawrence Gerlis says salt can be lethal.
Salt will dehydrate you massively. We know that when people used to use salt to treat poisoning, to try to induce vomiting, that sometimes the people didn't vomit, the salt stayed in the system. It just dried out the system, particularly the brain. The brain would shrink and eventually you would die.
Police in Cornwall say an elderly woman has died after being robbed of her life savings. 81-year-old Frances Blythe led two teenagers into a home after they claimed they were from a water company. Coast Guards have abandoned their search for a fisherman off the Sussex coast after more wreckage from his boat was found. Stephen Wetherill disappeared on Tuesday shortly after his wife gave birth to their first child. Heinz has relaunched its salad cream at almost twice the price it used to be. Some people, including Zoe Ball, complained when the firm said it was scrapping it because of falling sales.
Darren Anderson has signed a one-year extension to his contract at Spurs. It's believed to be worth nearly £25,000 a week. It makes him Tottenham's highest paid player alongside David Ginola. It's transfer deadline day. First Division West Brom have been one of the busiest clubs, as we hear from Johnny Saunders.
Manager Gary Megson has signed three players to boost the baggies in their bid to avoid relegation to the Second Division. Striker Bob Taylor moves back to his former club after his spell at Bolton, while Tranmere's Georges Santos and Port Vale's Tony Butler also make the move to the Hawthorns. Meanwhile, Middlesbrough have signed Arturo Bernhard from Brazilian side Novo Hamburgo for an undisclosed fee.
Arsenal and Leeds look to book their semi-final spots in the UEFA Cup tonight. Arsenal kick off at 7:30 against Werder Bremen. The Gunners 2 up from the first leg. It's a 7:00 start for Leeds in Prague. Leeds 3 up from their first leg, but manager David O'Leary taking nothing for granted.
All went on and the last leg is gone now. It's another game start. We want to try and win this game. We've been positive. Not been daft.
I'm Jonathan Wall.
Weather showers in the south and the Midlands. The chance of a few snow showers up in Scotland. Top temperature 7 degrees. We'll update the news and sport at 5. O'clock.
That was a really nice clip there of Jonathan.
Hey,
Jonathan, that David O'Leary clip there, that was really nice.
Sports are cutting the budget back.
Did somebody go and record him on a telephone line, then put it onto a bit of reel-to-reel, then put it on a cassette,
in
and
a
then somebody
toilet,
play it down the phone from Moscow?
There was a few slight technical problems with that.
Play that clip again. The quality of that is superb.
All went on and the last leg is gone there. It's another game start. We want to train for this game. We've been positive. Not been daft.
You can hear every word.
It sounds like one of those tapes, you know, when phone conversations have been secretly recorded.
And it's subtitles under the screen.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, yeah.
Our investigation unit uncovered this. They met at a secret hotel and with secret hidden microphones, David O'Leary told us.
Well, we can tell you.
It sounds like zippy.
He's positive, all right.
Anyway, there you go. So, prediction on the football matches tonight, Jonathan?
0-0 and 0-0. So don't watch it.
0-0 to the Leeds game?
Yeah, they're already through. They're 3-0 up, so doesn't matter.
It'll be dull.
It will be dull. Arsenal, well, when are they ever not dull? So,
Reece,
you know.
Will it be dull?
2-1 to the Super Whites.
Mate, listen, bearing in mind that we're in Leeds doing the show, from Leeds, as in Leeds.
They'll win 4-0 today.
That's a great idea. Thank you very much.
BBC Radio Leeds, with Richard Whiteley.
Hello. It's only me, really.
That's
so because all the buttons go backwards.
You're supposed to be a professional.
I am
a
professional.
You've only been doing it for half an hour.
Well, right, you come round and have a go.
I can't be asked.
Well, there you go. Shoot your face then. Listen to this. That'll be perfect. Ready? wasn't me!
I could do better than that.
No, Melinda, come on, let's be really reasonable about it. No, you couldn't.
I could.
Shut up.
All right.
Go and do something positive and creative. Go to reception and find out if those Burger Kings have turned up. Blur Radio 1, Coffee and TV. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. This is Comedy Dave.
Howdy.
And Melinda.
Hello.
And Reese.
Hello.
And joining us today, for one day only, Dave.
Hello.
There you go.
Another Dave.
Yeah. And back in London, Marion.
She can't hear us.
No, she's probably not listening.
Got to mention, Chris.
She'll be in the kitchen having a cigarette.
Got to mention.
Okay.
Rob from the Firkin off licence, because he said if we mentioned him.
What?
Firkin.
Right.
Off licence.
Yeah.
Because he said that if we gave him a mention, then he was going to send us round some free ale. So that should be on its way now.
We're going to be trolleyed by the end of the show. So no change there, then.
The BBC presents The Young Person, a guide to the life and opinions of the modern teenager.
He's got jelly and ice cream, and I've just got jelly.
Five were right here in front of you. What would you say, Dave?
Shut up, Five.
Line one, hello.
Hello, mate, how you doing?
It's making me too floppy.
Yeah, well, so does my wife's face. They don't go to hell falling on her, do they?
The biggest mistake in the history of the BBC. Chris Moyle.
It's meant to say, by the way, that Saturday, Melanie C will be our guest on the show on Saturday morning, so just after 12 o'clock she'll be in. Nice. See, if the papers are to be believed, she's going out with Jay from Five.
Mm, I heard that.
And he's my biggest fan.
Yeah, I heard he's a good friend of yours.
Yeah, he really, really loves me. He really does. He found his, I won't do that joke. But you make your own punchline up. So we're meant to see on the show on Saturday, should we go? So we're on the black then. We need stuff, we need ideas of where we can go in Leeds tonight or where we should go around surrounding areas. As well as that, we want freebies sent to the radio station because we're doing the show from Radio Leeds today, Woodhouse Lane. Just up from Dry Dock, down from the uni. You know where it is.
Well, hang on. You're from Leeds.
Yeah.
So don't you know where to go tonight?
Yeah, I do, but it's just a cheap phoning feature. I know what I'm going to do tonight. Finish the show, then we got to do this, the launch of Radio and Talent.
We don't have to, we want to, obviously.
Oh, sorry, that's right, yes, we want to. We really, really want to do that. So it'll be great. And so please turn up tonight, 6:30, Top Shop, and bring it if you're in the Leeds area around there. I'm broadcasting on National Radio 1, but it's my hometown. I want people to turn up and cheer and whoop and clap. And
50,000 you were looking for, wasn't it?
I'm looking for 50,000, but I will settle for 50, you know what I mean? So we'll come down to that 6:30 tonight. If you're at work or wherever, or you're at home and you've got nothing else to do, you may as well come in. It's only going to be an hour. You'll see a pop band. You'll see Jamie Thinkson and M&B on two big screens. Dum Dums, Madison, that kind of thing, right? You'll see the boss of Radio 1 on a big screen.
Half Daddy.
That's right. The main man, the Mac Daddy.
You want all these people to come down.
Yeah, but then it's finished by 7:30. What?
Pamper your ego. Is that what it's all about?
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, it's that. And I also, if loads of people turn up, then the management may think we're really, 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 really popular, as opposed to just really, 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 really popular. Mm. That's the idea behind it. And then all the bosses that are, you know, open.
Will like us.
Yeah, all the bosses that are coming up to help us do this thing tonight will be able to see the huge crowd we've got. Lana's not coming. Anyway, so there you go.
That's a secret.
One of the. Is it a secret?
It's a secret that Lana's not coming.
Or is it? Why?
I'm supposed to say it on the radio. Mm. Right.
Well, she can't because she's in meetings, and then because there's trains and problems. And
trains delayed.
Yes, so she's not. She can't come.
She'd love to come.
But you know, that's just an excuse, don't you?
Yeah.
That's, in fact, I would say that's a lie. You know the real reason why
she
Lorna.
The
reason Lorna Clark, one of the big bosses at Radio 1, is not coming up. It's blatantly just, she's yellow. She's chicken. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the last time she came up to see us outside of London, we were drinking in the bar till 3 a.m, and that was when I went out and saved the day in Hunstanton and got that stupid bruise on my leg. We all got very drunk. She can't handle the booze. That's what it is.
No.
I was sitting up to her at Zoe's wedding. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember? She was drinking everything she could possibly drink. It was a free bar. She drank the place dry. Lorna Boozer Clark. That's what they call her, eh? Drinky Clarky. That's what they call her, eh? Line them up, barman. Lorna's coming. She's not, you know, she's...
I was at Lorna Clark and her drinking. That's all right.
You know, she's pretty much hiding it in the day now. She She does that old Eric Morecambe trick as well. When she's got the bottle, she hides it with her arm and goes, "Woo-hey!" You know that one?
Yeah.
From Visual Gag, I know.
Great gag for the radio.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do that. We'll go and do that tonight, and then we'll go out for a few beers. We'll watch the football match, and then the night is ours to go and explore. Where should we go? 08700 100 100. Call now. 08700 100 100. That as well. So it's the same number if you want to send us stuff. Freebies to the studios of Radio Leeds, because we're doing the show there today. So freebies, but phone us up and tell us what you're going to deliver. 08700 100 100. And ideas of where to go in Leeds tonight on the pop. Right. Good. Thank you. DJ Madness,
we gone. There you go. Piece of pizza. Come in. It's a Peace record, isn't it?
It's, yeah, you know who it is, don't you?
Dude.
It's fantastic. You know, it's your favourites.
Oh.
Who?
Limp Bizkit. And Method Man.
That's right.
Wow.
I love Limp.
And Bizkit.
Limp's from Horsforth, actually. Old Limp is. Limp Bizkit.
Really?
Yeah. And his brother, Brian.
One. Live in London. Easter weekend.
The evening session with Asian Dub Foundation.
Live. John Peel with the Super Furry Animals.
Live. Lamac Live with the Charlatans.
One Live in London from Thursday, April 20th.
For ticket details, call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100.
Or log on to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. One. Live in London. Easter weekend.
The soundtrack to the city.
Only on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
She's the one. Beg your pardon? She's the one. Tacky Link 48. It's got to be done. It's the lot.
Calling me out.
She's the one.
She's the one.
Robbie Williams at Radio 1. She's the one. I reckon that could be a big hit and
I think,
so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big star.
If he does a clever video for that, he could win a Brit Award. Mm, that's what I say.
Definitely.
That's my prediction. She's the one. My mum and my brother have turned up to see me.
Seen them.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, brother.
Hiya.
But more excitingly than that, well, I'm excited, but more excited for Reese, as I think some food's arrived. Hooray!
He was out that door in about 2 seconds.
It was like, hello, Chris, it's reception. Press a button. Hello. Yeah, your mum and your brother's arrived. Oh, great. Reese doesn't even move. His face doesn't change expression. And then all of a sudden, hello, Studio 2's reception. Yeah. Some food's arrived. Ooh, he's out the chair. He's off. Unbelievable. Right, Viaduct coming up after the news, which is coming up in 2 minutes after NNG and Colour Hand.
Come on.
I like that record. I think it's good.
It's all right, yeah.
Will you stop moving the microphone when I put the microphone on? Right, that's it. Your microphone is off from now on. If you want to talk, you're going to have to shout, okay?
All right.
Right, good. All right. Look at Melinda. We're still on national radio, you know.
Divvy.
All right, I'll put it back on as long as you behave.
I promise.
That old lie again.
He always has a promise, doesn't he?
Yeah. Leave it, thank you. Radio 1. Right, Natalie Imbruglia coming up. Well, she's not going to be here, but we'll play a CD. And NSYNC in just a few minutes after news of sport with Dominic and Jonathan. It's 5 o'clock.
BMW says it's not turning its back on the West Midlands.
Anderton stays at Spurs.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
BMW said to be thinking about increasing orders for car parts made in the West Midlands to try to ease the impact of its decision to sell off Rover. The BMW chairman met the Trade Secretary, Stephen Byers, today and promised help. But Brandon Goff from city firm Alchemy, who want to take over Rover's Longbridge plant, says job losses are up to them.
We have to gear production to what we can sell, and there's no point pretending that you can create jobs if there isn't a market for the product.
A Crufts dog show judge has been banned from keeping animals for 2 years after admitting 83 charges of cruelty. Caroline Gatherall's home in County Durham was covered with 6 inches of dog excrement. The Liberal Summerhill School in Suffolk has been saved from closure. The government agreed to drop its complaints about children only turning up to lessons when they feel like it. Ulster Unionist leader David Trimble says he's surprised by the decision of the Reverend Martin Smith. Smith to challenge his leadership. Mr. Smith is against the Good Friday Agreement. 1,400 new jobs are said to be under threat in North Wales because the Welsh Assembly has refused a £25 million grant to the aerospace company BAE. It wants the money to help build a new super jumbo. And the RSPCA is investigating a series of attacks on cats in Tamworth, which has left nine animals with severe burns. The cats are thought to have had acid or boiling water thrown over them.
Spurs winger Darren Anderton has signed a new one-year deal. It's believed to be worth nearly £25,000 a week. First Division West Brom have been busy on transfer deadline day. Gary Megson signed former Baggies hero Bob Taylor from Bolton, Port Vale's Tony Butler and French midfielder Georges Santos from Tranmere. Manchester City have sold defender Tony Vaughan to Nottingham Forest for £350,000. And Arsenal and Leeds should book their UEFA Cup semi-final places tonight. Arsenal are two up going into the second leg against Bremen. Leeds three up against Slavia Prague. I'm Jonathan Wall.
Showers in the south and the Midlands tonight. The chance of a few snow showers in Scotland too. Top temperature 7 degrees. And next from us, the eco tax to be slapped on Brits heading to Mallorca and the Russians who've gone into a flat pack frenzy. Ooh. That's on Newsbeat in 45 minutes.
A flapjack frenzy?
Flat pack. Flat pack.
Flat what? Flap hack?
Flat pack.
Flap something.
It's a flat pack. It's about IKEA.
Wow.
Do you see what we did there?
Flat pack.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Kia make flat
load
pack.
Of actors, isn't it? A load of famous American actors.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, like Kevin Bacon and...
Yeah.
Christian Slater.
Yeah. Johnny Sausage, those kind.
Yeah. The lesser known actor.
Johnny Sausage.
Johnny Sausage.
Who is Johnny Sausage?
Johnny Sausage was related to Kevin Bacon.
Really?
Friends of Dave Berger.
That's right.
Big mates.
Speaking of which, we just had some food arrive.
Mm. What's it like?
Got about four pizzas.
What's that, Sean? Sean from Domino's Pizza sent us some pizzas. He sent us like half the store. We've got food to feed the entire radio station. It's unbelievable. You should have come with us.
Hey, me?
Yeah, you should have come
up
to Leeds.
Well, you didn't ask. You should have said.
All right, so I'll ask you now. Do you want to come up to Leeds with us today?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, too late now. Sorry about that. '97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Natalie and Bruni are torn before that end sing. Bye, bye, bye. The people in the radio station where we do the show today. If you just switched on, we're doing the show from Radio Leeds because we're launching Radio 1 Talent tonight. 6:30, myself, Comedy Dave, Melinda and Reese will be at Top Shop and Top Man on Brigitte in Leeds with the band...
Fierce.
Sorry.
Fierce.
Rawr.
Rawr.
On a big screen, you'll be able to see Emma B in Glasgow and... excuse me. And Jamie Theakston who... Who's that? Did you just burp?
That's him.
Dave, man, don't burp.
Man.
What, man? Dude.
Man, woman.
Dude, stop burping, man, woman, man, dude.
Get on with it.
Right. So, basically, it's going to be Jamie Theakston in London and Emma B in Glasgow and me in Leeds and all the top shops in those very cities. So if you want to come along and see us in Leeds tonight, we're there at 6:30. Jamie Theakston in London, TV hunk and radio god. Jamie Theakston and Emma B in Glasgow. That's what we're doing tonight. So anyway, the people in the radio station, so we're in Radio Leeds today, they're going to love us. We've been sent so much food that we can't, you know, we literally can't get through it enough. So thank you very much. And there's more to come. And we've just been sent some booze from the guy at the...
From Rob at the Firkin in Headingley.
Yeah, all right, mate. Anyway, so that's that. So we've given it to all the rest of the staff. So, you know, if you're listening in the building on the sly, then come down and grab some pizza from reception. There you go. You all right there, Dave?
Yes, fine.
All right, fair enough. Here we go. Let's play Viaduct. By the way, Melinda, I switched your microphone off because you shoved a chicken wing into your mic mid-link.
Sorry.
Into your mouth, rather, so, right, you know. Stop chomping!
I'm licking my fingers.
It's not good broadcasting.
Yeah, it's not good broadcasting.
It's not good broadcasting.
Hello, Michelle!
Hello, Chris!
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, good. Tell us about your day.
Well, I'm up to my eyes in breasts, actually.
In what?
In what?
In breasts.
In your breasts? What, chicken breasts?
No, the real woman's breasts.
Okay, would you like to explain?
Yeah,
actually, no, don't. You'll probably ruin the fantasy that I currently have.
So the magazine I'm working on at the moment is Breast Special, and and I'm just trying to get some decent information.
Decent information?
Why didn't you ask us?
Well,
yeah, actually, I'm an expert on breasts.
All right, I will actually.
What do you want to know?
I want an A to Z of euphemisms for breasts.
Oh, we've got loads.
In fact, we did it one show in the early mornings and we nearly got taken off the air.
Oh, Reese is going, don't do it. We can do that. We can do that, can't we?
I'd rather you didn't.
But she's a girl asking, so it's not like I'm being sexist.
That's what I can get away with doing the magazine.
I'm serving the listeners, Reese.
You know, I mean, for God's sake, it's not like I'm going to go on the air and say puppies and hooters. Do you know what I mean?
Bazongas.
Yeah, my mother's in the studio. Mum, do you know what puppies are?
Young dogs.
That's right.
Well, sometimes.
Actually, you could be right. All right, anyway, good luck, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right. What a strange job. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened to the photo you're supposed to be sending us?
Well,
you're obviously so ugly, pig ugly, that you didn't send one in.
I took two down to the art block.
You were scared that Michelle would be, because we've seen pictures of her, and we were taking the mickey out of her yesterday, but she's very attractive. Now, you are obviously thinking, oh, no, she's more attractive than me, I'm a bit of a minger, I want some pictures in.
Not at all. I took two of them down to the art block to try and get them on the scanner. And
hang on, two of what? Is this the same conversation we just had with Michelle?
Photos.
So, okay,
yeah,
right.
Photos. Oh, yeah, I took the photos down, but the scanners don't work, so I'm really sorry, but I did try.
Still got a cute voice, haven't she?
Aw, thank you.
Have you spoken to your boyfriend or your ex-boyfriend yet?
Yeah, he rang me last night.
And?
And, well, I just said to him, oh, you don't ever listen to the radio, do you? And he said, no, why? I said, oh, no reason, just asking.
So yeah, but somebody must have told him.
No, because no one would know it was me, because I don't really know many of his friends, so no, he doesn't know yet.
How long have you gone out with him for?
I've been going out with him for 4 weeks on Saturday.
All right, okay, and you don't know any of his friends yet?
Well, I do know some of them, but not many of them.
They're all in jail, I bet you don't.
They're all in bread, I bet you.
What? Ooh, gotta get up, gotta get out. Grab the world by the throat and shout. Buy it, sell it, the game's getting hard. Cause I'm standing you a losing card. You know that one?
Yeah.
You've got a very good voice, Chris.
Show your face, you liar. I know you're lying now.
It's better than mine.
Yeah, well, go on then. Do you know the theme to bread? You're probably too young.
No, I do remember watching when I was really little, but I don't remember the theme tune. No.
All right,
even though we just sung it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Off you go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Brilliant. What an ad libber. Right, okay, it doesn't matter. Good luck with the competition, love.
Thank you.
Good luck, Michelle.
Thanks, Chris.
Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Mel?
Yep.
Are you ready, Kieran?
Yep.
Mum?
Yes.
Reese?
Yep.
Find it.
Oh, by the way, because I'm using a different studio today,
right,
all the faders go the complete opposite way of the ones I'm used to. So, in London, to put something, turn it up, you push it forward. Here,
you bring it down.
You bring it down. So this could get really confusing for me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't take the mickey if I get it wrong.
Pull it down, turn it on.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Filthy child. Michelle, this was the title of Blondie's last hit, M something RIA. Joe, which Christian name links Moore, Cook and Whitaker?
Maria.
Michelle, what is the French word for yes?
Roger.
Joe, this liquid comes out of a cow.
Oui.
Michelle, Crispin Mills is the lead singer of Something Shaker.
Mills.
Joe, Hollywood bad boy actor Somebody Slater.
Cooler.
Michelle, Children in Need is hosted by Terry who?
Christian.
Joe, Higher State of Consciousness was a hit for Josh who?
Logan.
Michelle, which word do you get if you put the word slap and head together?
Wink.
Joe, what is the name of our producer?
Slaphead.
Michelle, who do you associate with the song Careless Whisper?
Three.
Joe, which word follows apple, hairy, steak and kidney and cottage?
Give me a clue.
No.
Please?
Careless Whisper.
Careless
Whisper. Who did it?
I know this.
Why should he never eat? Why has he got chocolate around his mouth? Because he was careless with his whisper. Do you remember that joke?
Yeah.
Who sang Careless Whisper?
I do know this. I just can't remember.
Yeah. You're a nice, friendly guy. You know, he'd do anything for you. Bend over backwards for you.
Mm. Pick flowers in the park for you.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Absolutely. Big friend of the police in the States. A nice goatee beard.
Mm.
Very attractive. Used to be in the band Wham. Partners with Andrew Ridgely. Names rhymes with Borge Baikal.
George Michael.
Too late, sorry. I'm sorry, you're too late. Michelle, you've won again. But only because Joe was absolute thicko.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry, nothing.
Posh and daft.
So, Michelle, technically the common one, because we're calling Joe the posh one. Michelle is once again, because she's been doing well all week. She's good on this competition.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. And she's good looking?
What's wrong with you today? She's suddenly being really nice to me.
Because she said to me off the air before I went on, don't be horrible like I did yesterday.
To do the
know exactly why I'm doing that.
That's destroying the illusion, isn't it, Chris?
Well, yeah. I've only been actually because you told me to, and I don't want you to cry on. Actually, could I make you cry?
Could you?
Yeah, because it's great for ratings.
You could have a good try, but I don't think you could.
Okay. Famous last words. The story of my life. All right, Michelle. Tonight, I will let you come back tomorrow because you won. Hooray!
Thank you very much.
Bye, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, Joe.
Yes?
Technically, you lost, so we won't let you back on tomorrow.
Oh, no.
What can you do for us? You know, what can you give us? I don't know. That would make us go on, we'll let you back on tomorrow.
I don't know. Have you got any ideas? What can I do?
Talk to you off the air, love. Put this way, you can be on the show again tomorrow. How about that?
Got plenty of ideas.
All right. See you later, Joe.
I'll see you later. Bye.
All right. Bye, Michelle.
See you later.
Bye. Yes. Thank you very much. Steve. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Dr. Dre. Still Dre. Or still DRE. And she said still Dre or still DRE? Dre.
Cool.
Dre. Well, why has it got dots in the between it then? Featuring Snoop Dogg. There you go. Right, it's just after 20 past five. I'm Chris Moyles. Just over an hour's time, we'll be live at Top Shop. How many people do you reckon, seriously, are going to be turning up to come and see us tonight? I reckon we'll get about... I'm hoping for a couple of hundred. I'm hoping that we can pack the store out and have people on the street.
Well, your mum's just pointed out she reckons about five.
Why?
No.
No? Four? All right, Reese, explain to me what the deal is now.
Basically, there's six people have turned up outside dressed... One woman dressed as a cowboy.
Well, no, don't say that. Just the deal with me.
I think they've come to deliver something to you, and they're all dressed up in kind of 70s gear.
All right, these people have turned up. Reese goes to the door of the radio station, and these people have turned up from the chain of pubs Brennigan's, and they're obviously doing some kind of night tonight. We mentioned it earlier. So I don't want to meet them, but I thought... Reese said they look funny, so I thought we can take the mickey out of them. So what we've done, we've put them in the studio through the glass from us. Comedy Dave is in with them. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Chris.
Right, so Comedy Dave can hear me through his headphones, but they can't hear me, can they?
No.
Right. So, basically, to describe what... Well, go and find out what they're doing. There's, like, three guys, and the middle guy doesn't look like Paul Shane from Heidi High. I know we can't hear you. One of them's not going, I can't hear you. That's the whole point, you fat pig.
So you want me to go and meet them, do you?
Yeah, what do you say, meet them, and then we'll just make comments, rude comments.
All right, then.
All right, okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, then?
My name's Justine.
Oh, she's hot.
Hello.
She's quite nice.
She's lovely. Yeah. Ask if she's single.
Are you single, says Chris?
I am.
Oh, really? How old is she?
She is.
Well, she can't hear me. You've got to ask these questions.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. All right. Ask her if she used to be a gymnast.
Did you used to be a gymnast?
No.
That's a shame.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, never.
That's a shame.
No.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
There's just people all around. They've all got this kind of, you know, retro 70s.
All right. Describe. She's kind of wearing like a...
She's got like a black sort of outfit.
Ask her what
on.
She's supposed to be.
What exactly are you supposed to be?
I'm somebody from the 90s because we're decades of pop.
Cool.
Who?
Nobody in particular, just somebody from...
Ask her if she's ever had cosmetic surgery.
Have you ever had cosmetic surgery?
No.
She looks great.
Yeah, she does look great. All right, okay, all right. All right, move on. She's quite cute.
Okay.
All right, go on
to the... Hello, sir, what's your name?
My name's Mel.
Hey! He's a huge... Ask how tall he is.
How tall are you?
6'2".
He's a massive black guy.
He's got about 6 inches of hair on top.
He's a massive black guy.
He's got this huge kind of afro one.
Yeah, fake afro one. And ask him who he's supposed to be.
Who exactly he's supposed to be?
Grandmaster Mel.
Yeah, I like him. He's good.
Grandmaster Melly Mel.
Right,
and he's got like this sort of glittery purple...
Yeah, don't take the mic out of him. He looks like he could kill you. Right, move on.
Hello,
right.
Sir. What's your name?
I'm Barry.
This is the fat guy. What's Barry dressed up as?
What exactly are you supposed to be, Barry?
I'm one of the DJs. I'm sort of Ronald McDonald lookalike, innit?
Are you Jonathan Coleman?
Well, I've got one of his suits on.
Ask him if he's tried it. Ask him if he ever watched Heidi High.
Have you ever watched Heidi High?
I have indeed.
Yes. You big fat pig.
Comedy.
Oh, yeah. Right, so what's his name?
Hey?
What's his name?
What's your name, sir?
It's Barry.
Barry.
He's
the DJ tonight at this pub. Is that what it is? Ask him that.
Are you the DJ tonight at this club?
I am one of them, yes.
All right, okay. Ask him if he's married. I bet he says no.
Is the other.
Are you married?
I am, yeah.
Oh, unbelievable!
No way. No way.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't have any kids. I bet he sleeps in separate rooms.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Michael.
Wow.
And what exactly are you supposed to be?
At this moment in time,
a traffic cone.
For the Lubego spot.
He sounds like Michael Jackson.
He does. He looks a bit like Michael Jackson, but kind of like a neon version.
Like a kind of safety first, as if he's going cycling.
Yeah. And so what? He's supposed to be Lubega?
He's supposed to be Lubega, but, you know, all done in the...
Let me hear him speak. He's got a funny voice.
Go on, speak for us.
Ask him what he's doing. Ask him what act he's doing tonight.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be Lubega, member number 5.
But, you know, what's your act tonight, you know, in the whole...
I've got many, many acts, you know.
Yeah, I bet he has.
Varies from James Brown, Diana Ross, actually, as well.
How can he be Diana Ross when he's a bloke?
He's got the voice for it, though, hasn't he?
Yeah,
right, last two. Hello, what's your name? Okay.
Tanya.
Oh, she looks nice.
She does, actually.
Yeah, she looks very cute. How old is she?
How old are you, Tanya?
I'm 18.
Alright, where's she from?
Spring Chicken.
Where are you from, Tanya?
Nottingham.
Nottingham? What the hell's she doing in Leeds, then? She's from Nottingham.
What are you doing here?
Freezing.
Okay.
You're freezing. No, I can see that, actually. Right, last one. What's your name?
I'm Tammy.
Is she cute? I can't tell because it's too dark in there. She can't hear you.
Yes.
Can she hear?
No.
She can't hear you, can she?
No, I don't.
Is she cute? Because she doesn't look that cute.
Yeah.
Well, the other two girls look cute, but she looks like she must be the best dancer because she's not the best looking.
She's the greatest dancer, I believe.
Right, ask her what she does. Can you hear me now?
She heard that.
How can they hear me out there?
Through his headphones.
Well, then, move your head away from her.
Right, I'm over here.
She's a dancer, is she?
Are you a dancer?
Yes.
All right.
And who exactly are you supposed to be?
I'm just someone from the 70s.
Put the mic in front of her voice, you stupid moron. All right, okay, good. And does she dance and sing? Ask her that.
Do you dance and sing at the same time?
I try not to.
All right, okay.
She's looking at me really funny. Can I come back in?
Yeah, no, tell her I'm not taking the mickey out of her. I'm being nice.
No, he's being nice to
you. Oh, yeah, I am being nice.
He likes your hair.
Yeah, my catsuit.
Yeah, she's wearing a catsuit. Yeah, get her to turn around, actually.
It's a nice PVC number for you, Chris.
They're very
Could
nice.
Could you turn around for Chris?
Oh, she's got... Oh, she's got...
Oh, I like that.
Good. She's got a nice body on it.
So there you go.
The Reese is looking going, yeah.
I'm not.
All right, so they're all people going to be performing in Brannigan's tonight in Leeds.
That's
is that
right,
the deal?
Yeah.
All right,
that's
okay,
right.
All right. So very well, Joe.
And we have here, right, we have some tickets for you and us to go down to this thing in Brannigan's tonight.
Right,
watch the footy and then watch the club night thing.
Oh, just lie to them. Tell them we'll turn up later, but we won't be doing it.
All right, then. Thank you very much, folks.
And the word is you will be looked after.
Yeah, whatever.
If you know what I mean.
Absolutely, yeah.
Can I come back in now?
Yeah, I think you should come back in. Round of applause. Thank you very much. Get them to clap themselves. Thank you very much, those freaky people, for coming in. There you go. See, that was good. Do you like that? We should do this all the time in London.
I think we should.
They can't hear us, so we can get away with saying anything to them because they can't hear us.
Stupid one in the yellow.
Oh, I think they can hear us now, Melody. Reese, which is your favourite? Be honest, Reese. Which is your
next tune, I think.
No, which is your favourite?
Time for a tune.
Which is your favourite?
The bloke in the yellow. Next tune.
Right now, I'm probably in bed, so please leave your name and a message, and I'll get back to you. Thanks. Toxie, it's me, Emma B. What are you doing in bed, you lazy wuss? Hey, listen, you know what we do this evening? It's our how to apply baby oil to a toned chest night tonight. So get out of bed and give me a ring. Love you lots. Mwah.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox. Going to bed early.
Bye-bye, Britain.